fighting for their country's survival. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian forces have been defending their country from Russian invaders now for 10 days. Fox's Benjamin Hall has the latest from Kyiv.
Across this country all day, we have seen Russian attacks on civilians continue and the death toll also rising. Just about 15 miles away from where we are now is a small town of Irpin. It's in the northwest of the capital, Kyiv, and shelling there was heavy, and thousands of people were having to flee from that village across a bombed-out bridge to try and get to the relative safety of the capital, Kyiv. The question is, though, how long will the capital be safe itself? Nobody knows. And that's because Russian forces are increasing their push towards this city, and it's thought that it will be just a matter of time till they try to take it.
Russian bombing of civilian areas is preventing people from escaping cities. Ukraine's foreign minister says his country is not getting everything it needs to defend itself from Russia.
After meeting Saturday with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba stating definitively that the key to his country's defense comes from above.
The highest demand that we have is in fighting jets, attack aircrafts, and air defense systems.
Ukraine wants NATO to establish a no-fly zone over the country, which NATO has not done because of fears Russia might view that as an aggressive act.
Fox's Kevin Uransky. In a call with U.S. senators today, Ukraine's President Zelensky also criticized the delay of the delivery of Polish MiG fighter jets. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports that U.S. officials say the delay is not an American decision, as was claimed, but a Polish one. Two foreign divers ages 60 and 65 have been killed off Mexico's resort of Cancun by another dive boat that moved over them. Prosecutors are still trying to verify if they were American or Canadian. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The head of the Polish Bishops' Conference has done what Pope Francis has already done, publicly condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Archbishop Stanislaw Gadecki also urged the Russian Orthodox Church to use its influence with Vladimir Putin to demand an end to the war. A federal judge gave an Idaho man the maximum sentence Friday for his part in storming the Capitol on January 6th. Fox's Carmen Roberts reports.
A judge sentenced Duke Edward Wilson of Idaho to more than 4 years in federal prison for attacking a police officer with a pipe during the Capitol riot. The 68-year-old logger told the judge he did not remember some of his actions. But Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gonell told the court he vividly remembers Wilson attacking him and that he's still suffering from shoulder and foot injuries. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said the 51-month sentence sends a message that the insurrection was a horrible day for the country. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
More than 700 people have been charged in connection with the attack. More than 200 have pleaded guilty. One of the stars of a popular 1960s sitcom has died.
Fans of the classic 60s television sitcom My Three Sons will be saddened to hear of the death of one of its stars. Actor Tim Considine, who played the eldest son, Mike, passed away Thursday at his home in the Mar Vista neighborhood of Los Angeles. A Facebook posting by one of his TV brothers, actor Stanley Livingston, who played one of Fred McMurray's sons, Chip, called Considine my lifelong friend and surrogate older brother. Livingston added, Tim went through life his way. Considine was born into a showbiz family. His father, John, was an Academy Award-nominated movie producer. Tim Considine was 81. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.